Just one law, the laws of the Brit Milah regarding the value of the one that holds the baby during the Brit Milah, which we call the Sandak. The Sandak has been compared to the Kohen that actually brings the Ketoret. And therefore, different blessings were given to the Sandak, like it says, that a Kohen that would bring the Ketoret would become wealthy. Therefore, the Sandak, besides the fact that he is one of the three Baale Berit, and he has also a value like his Makriv Ketoret. Because of this, in the Sefer Berit Avot brings down that it's a mitzvah for the father to give the baby to the Sandak, because if the father is like sacrificing his son, so he has to put himself, the son, on the Mizbeah. So he gives the baby to the Sandak. But the Sefer Berit Avot says in Siman Zayin that the Sandak should take the baby from the father and not be passive and just let the father put it on his lap. The reason that he says is, the im lo ken ech medamer benu peretz et ha-sandak le-maktid ketoret. Hare ha-kohen asam ma'aseh, va-sandak eno oseh shum ma'aseh. The sandak has to do a ma'aseh of the haktara. So he learns that the ma'aseh is not only holding down the baby, but actually receiving the baby and putting it on his lap. So that Sandak should be aware of that, you know, nicety that the poskim say, that he should actually be active in taking the child. There's another halakha regarding Sandak that the Rama brings down in Yoreh De'asiman Res Samechis If Yud Aleph, that if you have in the Bet Knesset on a Monday or on a Thursday, let's say you have a Sandak, a Mohel, and a Biya Ben. Who gets the Aliyah? Assuming that they all, let's say, Kohanim, or they all Levim, or Israelim, who goes first? But Amar says from the Maharil, the Sandak gets the Aliyah even over the Abiyah Ben and the Mohel. I saw in the Sefer Zocher Berit, he says the reason is because the Abiyah Ben and the Mohel, they're Hayav to do what they're doing. But the Sadak is doing it voluntarily. He's not obligated. So therefore, he gets a he gets an extra credit. And as well, we remind you that the Mekubalim say that the Sadak has the ability to take the prosecuting angels through his mitzvah and turn them into defending angels. In Hebrew, we call the prosecutor a katigor, and we call the defense angel a sanigor. And the Mekubalim say that Sandak is Rashi Tevot. Sanigor Na'asa Din Katigor. Which means that the Din Katigor becomes a Sanigor. Sanigor Na'asa Din Katigor.